Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1854, Ferguson Enterprises Incorporated.
So this is a change of zone, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C5 service limited manufacturing district for a certain parcel of land lying in being Lewis or Hobbit 100, Sussex County, containing 5.306 acres more or less. The property is located on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9, approximately 937 feet east of Nassau Common Boulevard. The 901 address is 32359 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Lewis. The tax parcel is a portion of District 334, Map 5, Parcel 139. Staff would note for the record, there's an exhibit booklet, a survey, a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and results of the plus letter. And that is all I have at this moment. Thank you.
All right. We thank you. Well, it's Mr. Fuquay again. Imagine that.
Good evening again. Mr. Chairman, not to stick my nose into your business, but I'm trying to get in the good graces of DelDOT, and if you're done with Jennifer for the evening, perhaps she could be dismissed. I don't know whether you're going to have any more questions.
Well, I'll tell you what. Is everybody done with Jennifer for the evening, do we think? Mr. Fuquay, are you done with Jennifer?
Yes, absolutely.
Jennifer? You are more than welcome to stay. We really appreciate your being here because I think it really adds to what we're able to offer the public. So thank you for being here for those hearings. But apparently the general consensus is that if you'd like to ease on down the road, you're more than welcome to.
I was going to say, I didn't recognize my property. Okay. Again, for the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Ferguson Enterprises. With me is Dave Gemmo, who's the area manager for Ferguson, and David Kuklish of Bowler Engineering. And again, an exhibit book was submitted that has a plus response. It has an environmental assessment, public facilities evaluation report. We did do a 99.9C report, which you wouldn't normally see on this, and some other relevant information. This is an application seeking to rezone 5.31 acres of a 6.76 acre parcel to commercial zoning. The parcel will be subdivided, obviously, into two parcels, the 5.31 acre parcel and a 1.3 acre parcel. The land is currently zoned AR1. The residual 1.3 acre parcel will remain zoned AR1, and that is the site of where the owner has a residence. The land is located on the north side of Route 9, which is the Lewis Georgetown Highway. It's about 2,500 feet west of the Five Points intersection. In a simpler world, my presentation would only consist of four sentences, and I could do the whole thing in about 20 seconds. I would tell you that
give it a shot, Mr. Yeah. Give it a shot.
The county originally determined that this land was appropriate for commercial zoning, and they zoned it commercial. All the land around it is zoned commercial. The only reason the land is not zoned commercial was the owner's concern back in 1988 that they'd be paying higher taxes on commercial property. And the requested zoning tonight will restore the parcel zonings to its appropriate commercial use.
Okay.
That will conclude my presentation in a simpler world. However,
anyone on the commission have any questions?
However, it's a complex world. And as you know, the applicant has an obligation and a responsibility to make a record to support its request, and your decision has to be based on that record. But everything I'm going to tell you basically could be summed up in those four sentences. First of all, this is a kind of a unique aspect about this application. I filed this application on March 19th. I originally indicated in the application I was requesting CR1 zoning. However, on February 27th, the County Council had amended the zoning ordinance to close the CR1 district, and they created several new separate commercial sub-districts One of those is the C5 that we're requesting. However, to make it even more complicated, those changes were not going to be effective until July 1st. All right. So Janelle advised me at that time that I should apply for C5 because she anticipated that this hearing would be after July 1st, which of course it is. So that's why we're here. CR1 is now closed, so C5 is what we're requesting. So I understand that, and you understand, that we're all dealing with this new, these new zoning districts for the first time. I think that prior BB hearing was the first of the new zoning districts.
That was the first one.
So we're all, it's something new for all of us. As far as this application, just so you know who this is, the applicant Ferguson Enterprises is headquartered in Newport News, Virginia. Ferguson is the largest plumbing wholesaler in North America. It's a major distributor of HVAC equipment, waterworks, fire protection products, industrial pipes, valves and fittings, things of that nature. Ferguson has about 1,450 service centers and serves customers in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. What they are requesting, or why they are requesting this rezoning, is in order to build a new facility on this site. The use will be related to HVAC equipment for heating and cooling residential and commercial buildings. The products they sell include HVAC units, ventilation equipment, grills, registers, controls, sensors, fans, repair parts, accessories, and things of that nature. Now, Ferguson's primary customers are contractors, and many orders are actually delivered to different building sites and development sites. However, equipment can be purchased at the store, can be picked up at the store, and the business is open to the public with a retail counter area. The facility, in effect, will be a combination warehouse, distribution, and sales center. And the facility basically would be replacing a relocation of an existing older facility that Ferguson has in Dagsboro. The new facility will provide a modern, expanded building located in closer proximity to much of the new development sites that purchase the type of equipment that Ferguson sells. As you know, if this application is approved, it will be subject to future site plan review by the commission. And this is basically what Mr. Wheatley just advised the lady who was objecting to the prior application. I'm in a situation where I don't want to present too little information and I don't want to present too much information about the site plan. There is a site plan that's done, so I'm just going to brush over it quickly. And then if you have any questions, feel free to ask me because I can go into more detail about it. The site is located in a county sewer district. Water will be provided by an on-site well. There's not much water used, just the office. There will be a water tank and pump area for fire protection, and the building plans have already been reviewed and approved by the fire marshal's office. Obviously, stormwater will comply with the with DENREC requirements. Ferguson did have a subsurface exploration report done by Geotechnology, Inc., and the subsurface soils have been determined to be favorable for infiltration. There was a wetland report done. There is no wetland on site. The site is not in any flood zone areas under the FEMA maps. DelDOT indicated that there was this could be pursued without a traffic impact study. It's actually a pretty low traffic impact. It's only 49 vehicle trips per day based on the wholesale nature of a lot of the equipment that they sell. DelDOT did indicate that there is a large rear yard here that's not being utilized, and DelDOT indicated that if that is used in the future, they reserve the right to require a TIS or a what's the other one called, a TOA or something?
Yeah.
Traffic operational analysis at a future date. The road and the entrance obviously will be built to DelDOT standards. Also, as you see on most things, there'll be an additional dedication of right-of-way on Route 9 and a 15-foot permanent easement. The applicant will be responsible for constructing sidewalk along Route 9. This is cleared farmland. There are no historic or cultural resources or endangered species. Basically, other than the house, the rest of the site has been farmed. Again, I'll just throw some things out to you. The hours of operation of this business are generally 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. They actually don't have Saturday hours. And again, there's more site plan stuff, but I said that's for another day. again, as you mentioned on the prior application, the only question before you tonight is this an appropriate location for commercial zoning and, again, for C5 zoning? So the new C5 zoning district is called C5 Service/Limited Manufacturing. And under the purpose section of the code, it states that the Service Limited Manufacturing District is designed to maintain and facilitate the growth and expansion of small-scale light industrial, wholesale distribution, and personal services. Uses permitted in this district must have a retail component. And again, that basically describes what they're doing here, and we do have a retail component. The district permits as permitted uses, retail sales, as well as wholesale trade establishments, distribution centers, and warehouses. They're all permitted uses, and we believe that the C5 zoning is appropriate for the following reasons. First of all, the site fronts on Route 9, which is identified as a major arterial road in the county subdivision ordinance, and major arterial roads are appropriate for this type of zoning. In fact, the zoning ordinance actually requires that large-scale commercial uses, and they're commercial uses of large sizes, must be located on a major arterial road. And in eastern Sussex County, there's actually only two major arterial roads. That's Route 1 and Route 9. So this is where large-scale uses are basically indicated to be located. Our site is in investment level 1 and 2 under the strategies for state policies and spending. As you know, that's not a land use document, it's an investment document for the state, but these are areas that are already developed. Sewer is available, and development is expected and encouraged by state policy. The plus letter from the state indicates that the Office of State Planning Coordination has no objections to the proposed rezoning or the development of the site. Under the comprehensive plan, the site is not only in the environmentally sensitive development area, which, as you know, is a growth area under the plan, but it is also in the highway commercial area, which is another of the plan's growth areas. And the plan itself describes the highway commercial area as areas of retail and service use that are mainly located along highways and as an area appropriate for larger scale commercial uses not primarily targeted to residents of the immediate adjacent residential area. So that is this type of use. As to the nature of the area, there are numerous commercial uses located in the vicinity of the site. They include, and you can see to the left there, the building with the stripes on it almost on the roof. That is Shall We Bounce. That's an indoor trampoline place for, I guess, for anyone, but for kids predominantly. I know Vince goes down there a lot. But
oh, yeah.
There's also Access Ride Transport, Rob's Auto Repair, R.E. Michael Company. To the rear is the Best Equipment. That's the Southern State site. Just on the other side of the Shall We Bounce is the Nassau Commons complex with numerous businesses of different nature in Nassau Commons. And then there's also a very tall transmission tower that's located kind of to the rear up toward the Tom Best site up there somewhere. Now there's a reason that all of those commercial uses currently exist in this area, and that is that there's a large swath of commercial zoned C1 land running north on both sides of Route 1, and then that continues at Five Points onto the north side of Route 9, which you can see there coming up Route 1, and then it comes over to Route 9. Now, that commercial zoning, all of that, dates back to the original Sussex County zoning map, which was enacted in 1970. And that commercial zoning covers, as I said, all of that land in that area, with one exception, which you can see there as a brown field. And of course, you guessed it, that is the parcel that we are before you tonight about. Now, if you look at that zoning map, you can tell it appears pretty unusual that that's not zoned commercial, since all the land surrounding it is. And the obvious question is, why wasn't our land zoned commercial? And the answer is, it was zoned commercial. with, as part of that original zoning map, the county did zone this piece of land commercial. However, in 1998, the owners of the land filed a rezoning application to rezone the 6.43 acre parcel from C1 general commercial to AR1 agricultural residential. You will certainly recognize that that is a very, very unusual application going from C1 to AR1. Not only did it eliminate the possible commercial use that is permitted in the C1, but it also reduced, this breaks my heart, it also reduced the permitted residential density from 12 units per acre to 2 units per acre by that rezoning. And I did speak with Mr. Byard, who you may recall was the county attorney at that time, and he did indicate that, he said that he and several council members actually urged the owners not to downzone the property. But as is stated in the Planning Commission's minutes, the owners planned to continue farming the land, which they did. It still is being farmed. And they did have concerns about paying higher taxes on the land if it was zoned commercial. And that was the reason it was rezoned to AR1. I did submit a copy of those minutes during the record.
What actually
happened? I don't know enough about the assessment calculations. I can't imagine it bumps it up. Because the assessment's based largely on improvements.
And with agricultural lands, I don't think it would have affected the, as long as you use it agriculturally, I think you can get it out of it, and it's never been developed, well, anyway.
You're right.
We are where we are.
Yeah. You understand.
Yeah, we get it, yeah.
Right. So.
I was actually there for that, believe it or not.
I think you were. Yeah. Did you try to talk about it? Sure, never mind.
I remember thinking it was unusual.
Unusual.
But I was new then, believe it or not.
So, that's a long time ago when you were new. As I stated in the beginning of my presentation, I can sum this up in four sentences. The county originally determined that this land was appropriate for commercial use and zoned to commercial. All of the land around it is zoned commercial. The only reason the land is not zoned commercial was the owner's concern about paying higher property taxes. And the requested rezoning will restore the parcel zoning to its appropriate commercial designation, which now, because of the changes to the ordinance, is C5. So for all those reasons and for the reasons I stated about the comp plan and the zoning ordinance, we do request a recommendation of approval to C5 zoning. I will submit proposed findings for your consideration, and that would conclude our presentation, other than any questions you may have. And again, if you have questions about the site plan, I'll be happy to try to address those, but we will have that on another day.
Okay, well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Ms. Van Deek.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And Mr. Hopkins.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson. No questions, thank you.
And Mr. Whitehouse.
No, thank you. We are working on the official color for this one as well.
Are you? Okay. Well, keep us posted, if you would, please. Ms. Buckleby.
No, thank you.
Okay. Ms. Cornwell.
None, thank you.
Counselor.
None.
All right, Mr. Fuquay,
thank you.
Take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1854, Ferguson Enterprises Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1854? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Good evening. Chairman, I'm a rank amateur here, so I find myself in the situation of the lady before. I would like to get together with Ferguson to discuss their proposal, because right adjacent to Route 9 is a housing area, and that's why some members of living across the road. We have, mention was made of Shall We Bounce, and if anybody's passed that area, they will see at night the lights on that development. They're just blinding to the residents on the other side of the road. Excuse me. There's a big billboard there, again, light at night. And I just want to...
Excuse me, sir. I'm going to ask you if you to direct your comments to the commission, please.
Okay, of course. I would like, together with the proposed Ferguson, to discuss ways of minimizing light, in particular noise, that kind of thing. So that's really my only objection. If they could take us on board, that would be great.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm quite certain that we can that can happen. Can probably happen as soon as this hearing is concluded. I'm sure they'd be happy to chat with you in the lobby for a few minutes. I do want to ask though, while you're here, Do we not have ordinance about light and or not? Do we have? Because I'm concerned about your comments about shall we bounce.
We've been fighting them, not fighting them, but objecting to what's gone on across there. But it was like it's in place. It's too late to do anything about
okay.
it.
Okay. We are.
The requirement regarding lighting says it shall not be excessive.
Okay.
And that is, it's a very short section of code. Typically, when site plans do come through, you do suggest
right.
that they be downward and shielded.
Yeah.
And
that's not the case in this.
Okay. We'll take that under advisement.
And if we can get his name for the record,
yeah.
That
oh,
would
I'm
be
sorry.
Your name
again, please.
My name is David Towell. I live on Graves Drive, 21749 Graves.
Okay. Great.
Immediately across the road.
Okay. All right. We'll. Someone will follow up with you on
I mean, I can see this is a done deal here, so I get it, but I just want my say. Yeah.
Well, and I would, of course, I don't know that it's a done deal. It's not a done deal till we say it is, so it's not done yet. But your concern about lighting is what concerns me, frankly. And I have some familiarity with the types of facilities that these gentlemen are proposing, if in fact that's what gets built there, because tonight it's just a zoning question.
I can
tell you that typically they're not lighting the world at night for a plumbing distribution facility. They're going to light it enough to keep the bad guys away, and that's going to be about it. But I am glad that you brought the other situation to our attention, and our director will follow up on that issue with you.
The sign, yeah.
Okay.
Shall we bounce lighting is okay. Very bad.
We've addressed the shall we bounce.
Oh, you have. Okay.
We've gone through through that. I understand there's still some concern with it, but it is in compliance, or as it was as the last time we had an inspector go out and verify.
Okay. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, we'll meet with the owners as soon
sure.
as...
Sure. Great. Thank you. Okay.
Great.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is Mel Brunt. I live on Graves Drive in the Lewis Crossing development.
Yes.
My house backs onto Georgetown Road. And I can see the field that Ferguson wants to develop from my back garden. To suggest that this would not have any impact on traffic, to me, is just silly. That's a very, very busy road from 6 in the morning till 6 at night in both directions. The traffic has to already contend with two sets of traffic lights before it spills out onto Coastal Highway. There are already, as we know, several businesses in that area. And the idea of having another business, which has trucks going in and out, which will further impede the flow of traffic and make it even longer for me to get out of my development onto out of Beaverdown Road onto Georgetown Road, where sometimes I'm waiting 20 minutes to make that egress. It's just silly. I think we've reached absolute saturation point on that section of road as far as commercial developments is concerned. When I drive around this area, there seems to me that there are lots and lots of parcels of land not bordered by residential developments that might be turned into industrial parks or what have you, where these businesses more correctly belong, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't keep mixing up residential development and commercial development. And we should take into account, as I'm sure you do, the traffic flow, which I see every single day. I can sometimes look to the left and see down Georgetown Road, traffic backed up for a couple of miles, waiting to come out onto Coastal Highway. It's just silly to have more and more businesses fouling up this area.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Good evening. My name is Dan Dunning. I also reside in Lewis Crossing. Mm-hmm. And my home would be directly across Route 9 from the proposed facility.
Okay.
Now, maybe my question might be related to the specific site plan, but what I didn't hear
That's
was
okay.
I don't know the structure itself that's proposed, the height of that structure.
I think the site plan that they had in their packet said 28 feet. Is that right?
So it'd be roughly
limited by code to 42.
But limited by code by 42, yeah. But they are suggesting 28 feet. Now they can go to 42, but what I saw said 28 feet.
Okay, and David had mentioned the concern over the lighting.
Yeah.
So, you know, the shall we bounce? I'm not going to repeat that.
Well, it's you know, I understand.
I know you had made a comment that. Right. It kind of applied the nature of their business. They wouldn't be overly concerned about security, but...
No, they're going to be very concerned about security, but they're not going to be trying to light the place up like Camden Yards. They're going to want it lighted adequately to deter people who might come to do them harm, but I don't think they're not going to be trying to have a lot of bright light to attract people to their facility, because that's not what the business they're in.
Okay, and then my last comment, not to belabor the point on the lighting, but I know the code uses the term excessive. It seems very general, it's not very specific. And I don't know, maybe there is some clarification. Admittedly, I have not read in detail the code, but folks that I do know said it's very vague in terms of how you. So there's a lot of play with that.
I would say it this way. I wouldn't necessarily disagree with that characterization, but particularly in light of recent properties that have been developed, you know, that we've all been talking about, I would say, because that's an issue that now really come to the fore in the county in terms of staff, county administration, even county council and the commission. It's something that now we're all real attuned to on site plans, you know, whereas before, you know, it was looked at, but not in the level of detail that it is now. So, yeah.
I would agree with that. In the years that I've been up here, 20 years ago, we never even talked about lighting because it just wasn't an issue. What's happened, in my humble opinion, is that lighting has become per lumen inexpensive. So now there's a lot of bright light. There's a lot of, you know, with LED lighting, you can do all these fabulous things with signs and all that stuff. And now it's become more of an issue, and we are living closer together than we used to. So,
okay.
So I'm concerned about this lighting situation, and it may require an ordinance change.
Okay. One last comment with signage. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any mention of that. I don't know how Ferguson is going to advertise their presence. So that would be a concern.
Well, I'm sure they're going to want a sign, and we have a relatively new sign ordinance. So the sign issues were things that we have addressed, and I'm sure whatever they do is going to, well, they'll have to comply with the ordinance. So I don't know that, and other than that, I'm not sure what else I could tell you. I would suspect that they would have a sign out near the road, because that's what most people do with signs.
Which may be illuminated at night, which just feeds again into
the
lighting.
Well, but that, in the case of signs, there's specific requirements on brightness.
There's a lot tighter regulation, because we just redid that last year before. So that's a lot tighter. And what you're pointing out is something that we may very well have to revisit our ordinance in that respect.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone else on the commission have any questions? Okay. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you.
Our next public hearing is ordinance number